This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. If you are wondering what the big news talk stories of the week are, we have a solution to your problem because we have the answer to the question. The charts for the week of April the 8th to the 12th from Talkers Magazine. You can find it at Talkers.com and GoodDayShow.com. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here to go through the story list, the people list, some of the anecdotal things that are going on in the news talk business, the personalities who are involved on the air, as well as some of the people and their personalities that are making the news and thus the conversation. So, Michael, let us go through, shall we, the stories. I shouldn't say we, because it's going to be me. It's you. Story list, people list.
You're the person I'm talking to, and everybody else is sort of in your orbit. So let's do it.
My orb. We have this.
Your orb. At number 10, we have the GOP FISA fight and Yellen in China.
What is she doing in this?
She's yelling.
She's yelling.
Yelling in China.
Yelling.
Sounds like an off-Broadway play. Yelling in China. At number 9, Mayorkas impeachment. At number 8, and it's a big one, culturally and historically, the death of O.J. Simpson, which happened at the end of the week. The solar eclipse got a lot of conversation at number 7. At number 6, student debt relief. The Israel-Hamas war at 5. Number 4, Trump's legal battles. At number 3, the economy. At number 2, abortion. And number 1, the presidential race. On the people survey, the aforementioned Janet Yellen at 10, Alejandro Mayorkas at 9, OJ at 8, Mike Johnson and Marjorie Taylor Greene at 7, at number 6, Michael Cohen and Stormy Daniels, at number 5, Benjamin Netanyahu, Juan Merchan at 4, RFK Jr. at 3, Donald Trump at 2, and Joe Biden at 1. And that's another snapshot of conversation all over the country on News Talk Radio.
Right. The essence of which, the aiming, the idea that people are aiming for a result when it comes to, like, the election, but they're aiming for a result. You know, they're looking for results. Conversation about, are we ever going to get Mayorkas out? Or is it a waste of time? And, you know, the whole business about Marjorie Taylor Greene going after Mike Johnson, and Trump basically says, don't do that to her, and the two of them are close. I thought that was a fairly interesting reality. What is my mother used to call it? Don't overplay your part.
So don't overplay your hand. Yeah, no.
Yeah, true. Right. That too.
Or don't be a dog chasing a car. You might catch the car. Then what do you do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, you bite the tire.
What do you think is going to happen with the disarray among the GOP in terms of all these inside battles?
It's going to hurt them.
Or do you think it's going to hurt them?
No, I think it's going to hurt them at the election. This stuff, there is a poll that you probably saw. I was talking about it in the ancillary hour. We have 2 hours, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and then I have three talk radio hosts who talk on the Talk Radio Review about the stories and the people from your list each week. And the consensus, after I told them about 3 or 4 strategic polls that have been done in the last week or so, the most notable one, you know, the Gallup people are identified with the right, and Harris is identified with the left. So I look at the Pew, and all of them are doing polls on the same thing all the time, but the Pew Research Center, I think, is the most legit. And they continue to find that mostly people under 35 have tuned out of both the Republican and the Democratic issues, the focus. They don't care for Biden. They don't care for Trump, especially women who are gravitating toward RFK Jr. So, you know, that'll, and the more, you know, the stuff about Biden buying votes this week with that loan scam, the student loan thing, what the rest of the country is saying. I mean, I can't imagine that somebody hasn't come up with a thought in their midst that, hey, what do you think other people are going to say who have a car loan or who have a mortgage? Are we going to pay those off, too? If you're going to pay off student debt, well, what's the rationale? There are a lot of people that didn't go to college that are the same age, so what are you doing for us? And so, you know, I think that's a legitimate question, don't you?
Well, I think the spending of money and the forgiving of loans in a complicated country like ours is always going to be a political issue. What about us? What about us?
Yeah, what about us?
Plays a role. Whether or not it's a scam, I mean, I don't know whether I agree to go that far. I mean, politicians do things politically to gather followers. They flip-flop. They change their positions. Look at Trump on abortion per the Arizona situation. All of a sudden,
right.
Trump is moderate on abortion.
Yeah,
he was
right.
The one running around until he was running around. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. I did this for you.
I appointed now, those Supreme Court justices to fix that problem.
So now he's got a problem. Now he's got a problem, and he's given the Democrats a fabulous from a standpoint of potency issue to campaign against him with. So
that's the only issue they have to campaign because they can't run on their record. So they're running away from their record, but they can point their finger at Trump, which, you know, anti-theoretically, the whole business about vote for me because I'm not him, that's kind of what we're confronted with here. It's not vote for me because I'm doing a good job. It's vote for him. It's vote for me because I'm not him. And so,
in other words, we're more open about the lesser of two evils issue.
Yeah. Right. You know, I think we are. Don't you think we are?
Well, that's because of Donald Trump. Donald Trump is so polarizing, and so many people have deep passion against him, more so than I've ever seen. I mean, I think Hillary was a polarizing figure, but Clinton was, the first Clinton was a polarizing figure as well. But we've never seen anything in our lifetime like Trump, so it's a smart thing to do. Biden appears to, whether you agree with his policies or not, or you're obsessed with his performance in terms of, you know, having certain elderly aspects to his personality, but Biden appears to be much more stable and much more presidential and calmer than the Trump era, when it was very chaotic. A lot of people are afraid of going back to that. They'd rather have a little peace and quiet. Not that there's ever peace and quiet in the world, but you know what I'm saying.
I do. And while we're talking about politics and the election and things that are going on, you know, we tend to look at things, because this is a national program, even though there are things going on, we talk about things that are going on in various jurisdictions, in various states and cities, because, things happen in New Jersey with the so-called earthquake that don't happen in Missouri, for example, at least at this moment in time. So when it comes to the political realities, we don't much talk about Maine, but there are a couple of lawmakers up there who are going to be censured because one of them said the deadliest mass shooting in the state in Lewiston was a sign of retribution from God. And that has created one hell of a, if you will, dust storm up there, because of the Republicans say that the laws that protect the women's right to choose are immoral. I mean, this whole thing is issued, the floor debate up there, where the people, the Speaker of the House and the folks that are Democrats versus Republicans, almost came to blows because of this. I mean, I'm talking about fistfights between the Republicans and the Democrats. And one wonders, you know, the Arizona thing this week, which is, you know, you were talking about Trump, and that's kind of why I brought this up, because all of these various states and the problems about abortion and women's right to choose and those things, which are age-old discussions, but yet here it is again. And we don't seem to solve. It's kind of like the Middle East. If you look at the list, the story list this week, And look at the problems that we have that we're dealing with because of, you know, these incidents are part of a bigger picture that this is like a continuing story, the continuing saga. Every time we elect somebody for president, for example, 5 minutes after the election's over, okay, who's running in 4 years? Right? The abortion thing, number two this week. Well, there's no solution to that, it would seem. The economy, the Fed, most people who are experts in economics say the Fed blew it. They should have done incrementally very small back when the inflation thing started. They should have started then instead of taking big chunks and causing all of the kerfluffle that they have now, a little bit at a time. But who thinks of those things, Michael?
Do, obviously. They should have come to you for advice. Where they are.
I don't mean to go off on a toot, but I'm just looking at these things and trying to come up with all of these things in one way or another. You and I have been talking about this for 30 years. It's a different color, but there's still kind of the same stuff.
There are the basic themes of politics and public policy and society. These are the basic issues. And they only change when the level of crisis changes. In other words, if something really terrible happened, or something huge, something big like the eclipse, or the so-called earthquake in New Jersey. You said something about it that disparaged its level of importance in terms of.
Well, if you were there and you hadn't felt it before, but they said it was all over New England. I didn't feel a thing. Did you? You're out in Western Mass. You feel anything?
No, I didn't feel anything. Yeah. But some people I knew said they did. But then again, maybe they had indigestion. You never know.
Did you suggest that to them?
My usual dry, snide humor.
Yes. Right.
But what happens is it takes something worse to put things in perspective. The problems always exist. But sometimes people say, how come this week you didn't talk about blah, blah in the survey? Isn't it still important? I go, sure, it's still important, but it just happens they were not talking about it because they were devoting a lot of time. You can't talk about the war in Ukraine and Russia if you're talking about O.J. Simpson. You know, there's only so many things you could say at the same time.
Yeah. Unless you're speaking out of both sides of your mouth. And then,
which, of course, a lot of people do.
Twice as many things said under the circumstances. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 18 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Time for us to visit as we get into the spring season. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it. All right, so Elizabeth, the reason for going to Calitrin in and of itself, a company doesn't succeed for 27 years if it doesn't work?
Yeah, that's right. You know, I mean, we've been able to help customers lose weight safely since 1997. So for 27 years, we've got a product that has been proven safe. It's proven effective. It's got a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. And you get a team of support, too. So we're here to do everything we can to help you see the results with this product.
All right, let's talk for about 30 seconds about the special $10 off every bottle.
Yes, discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So the more you need, the more you're going to save. It's on our website, toploss.com.
Check it all out at toploss.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We're together every week talking about talk, as it were. Some of the big stories during this course of most hours of my programming, we deal with social media issues, things that are happening that are either shaped by things going on social media. The numbers came out this week, Michael, as to how much these guys, these four fellas, the owners of Google, the owner of Facebook and Meta, and Mr. Musk, how much money they are worth. The Forbes list of the big billionaires and how much money they have, and these guys are in the top list, the top 10 of the people who have the most money. And you think about it, and what does this small corner of society, what control does it have on what we know, what we see, what we hear, and what we do?
I've been complaining about that to you here on this platform for years, haven't I?
Yeah.
Haven't I complained about that?
Yep. Yep.
And I'm all for free speech, and I'm all for capitalism, free enterprise, and people making money for their hard work. But when it reaches a certain point that you have so much power over other people's free speech and the forming of opinion and the venues by which people can communicate in terms of mass media, then you have to look at it with a different eye. And the fact that someone like Elon Musk could simply write out a check that doesn't, with no skin off his teeth, and take over Twitter, one of the major venues of communication. You can call it social media, you can call it whatever you want. It's mass media. It's very, very important and powerful. And we have to wonder, about is the system working? Are the most people being served? That sounds like socialism. It's not. But what it is keeping an eye on the extremes of capitalism. Any system without some type of balance, I don't want to use the word regulation, balance, is not a good system. Any system can go awry, and we're seeing that in the power that a handful of people have in terms of the communications process in America.
and how quickly their value, if you will, in their product, what they have invested and what they have in terms of ownership of stock, from, you know, $1 billion to $10 billion to $50 billion to $190 billion to $200 billion, you know, it just seems like there's no end to it. And it annoys some people. I think some people are annoyed for the right reason. Some people are annoyed for the wrong reason. The people who say, well, I want some of that. I deserve some of that. No, you don't. Unless you had a hand in making it successful, or you had a hand in making something else successful, or you created something on your own that was successful. You don't have a right to any of it. It's not yours.
So you know,
have that argument.
Yeah. And then, of course, we have unions to protect the individuals that did build it brick by brick, whatever
with them.
It is,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And don't have any protection, become mm-hmm. victims of the very people they've helped support. And that's why the labor movement has some validity, or has had some validity along the historic way. Just got to know history, you know?
As you say that, what comes to mind is how artificial intelligence is reshaping our business, the news business in general, how many people are being put out of work because they're using these new, these big companies like iHeart and the rest of them that are saying to the people that are running their newsrooms, get artificial intelligence involved so we don't have to have as many people working in the newsroom. Where's that going to go?
Yeah, it's going to mean not the news isn't going to be as good.
No. All right, we'll continue this conversation. Matter of moments. 28 after the hour here on the Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. There will be a key meeting between the two top men in the Republican Party, former President Trump and House Speaker Mike Johnson, today. After the meeting, Johnson and Trump will speak to reporters outside Mar-a-Lago. A former American diplomat and Cuban spy faces sentencing. Victor Roca took a plea deal after he was charged last year with violating the Foreign Agents Registration Act. A State Department employee for 2 decades, Roca used his position during the Clinton administration to pass information to Cuba. The Prime Minister of Japan spoke before a gathering of U.S. lawmakers in Congress. Prime Minister Fumio Kishida said his country continues to rely on America as a leader in the world. Corey Myers, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 34 after the hour, this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. And we congratulate the folks listening in Illinois and a couple of stations. WLMD carries the Talk Radio Countdown Show in Lewiston, Illinois. And in the Decatur Springfield market, it's WTIM. Thanks to those of you who are listening, paying attention, and are obviously there's some pretty compelling conversation each week. So we find a home in these stations and get thanks from them for going into the behind the scenes often. Not only the issues and the stories are our focus, but things going on behind the scene. And Michael and I were just talking off the air about a talk radio station in Los Angeles that belongs, or at least we thought it belonged, to former PBS talk host Tavis Smiley. He's been in the talk business for quite a long time. I've known him since he got started. I happen to have respect for him. I like his approach. I think he's an interesting, intelligent guy. There's some controversy about him and how he treated some of his employees, the folks he worked with when he was at PBS, and he got canned. So he went out, found some investors, and bought a radio station, or at least he thought he had bought a radio station in Los Angeles, but apparently he didn't buy. He was buying time. The owner of the radio station called Multicultural Radio Broadcasting has a suit against it from the Ukrainian Congress Committee. And they are claiming in their lawsuit that Multicultural and Mr. Smiley were engaged in abusing the rules of the FCC. They're trying to find a way to get the license away from this fellow because he had programming on that was paid for by the Russian government, a radio show that was, there was a television network also that was associated with the same company. I'm trying to remember the name of it, Michael. You and I both were on that TV. It was Russia, what was it called?
Are you talking about RT?
RT, right, yeah, Russian television. Uh-huh. Well, they own, they syndicate Russian programming on radio stations. They buy time, and the shows are on. And so these guys, the Ukrainian group, thinks that that's against the rules or against whatever. And obviously, because the Ukrainians and the Russians are at it, they're going after the Russians. So if you can follow along with the dots here, they're going after the guy who owns the radio station, who allowed this programming to be on it, and so now what happens?
A small AM radio station in Los Angeles designed to give African Americans a platform to have a voice in the political discussion. And back to what we talked about in the first half hour of the program, Elon Musk can, with the writing of a signature on a check, take over Twitter without anybody being able to stand in his way.
Right.
But Tavis Smiley trying to cobble together some type of a coalition to invest in a little, it's a small AM radio station in a big
5,000 watt station in LA, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah. Right, right. Yeah. And we all know that AM standalone radio stations, that means a station that doesn't have a sister FM or other stations that are under the corporate umbrella in the same market. This, he has to go through all of that. Now, I'm not commenting on whether he's breaking the law or whatever the FCC rules are, because this story is basically new to me. But the point I'm making is, does that seem like the balance of influence between somebody like Musk being able to buy X and control it completely without anybody scrutinizing him, and Tavis Smiley trying to have a small AM station that does address a political and cultural vacuum, he can't do it. It's harder to buy a little AM radio station than it is to buy one of the most powerful platforms. I'd say the laws are out of sync with the times.
I would think you're right. I recommend that thought process as well. Yeah, it's ridiculous. It really, and you know, we go back to what we were talking about in the social media portion of the program, the AI business and what impact that's going to have, and nobody seems to see. People can identify, or I guess understand, in some of the pea brain thinking that is sort of existing here, but when you look, nobody understands AI yet. So we see it coming in, reshaping talk, reshaping music, reshaping what's going on in the news on radio and television, and yet there's nothing going on in Washington that really has teeth to it that will address this problem. It's just a lot of yak at this point in time. And meanwhile, what Musk said this week was the AI stuff will take over by the end of next year. They'll be smarter than we are. That's essentially what he said.
Yeah, he also says we should be living on Mars. And
maybe he should be.
but the point is well taken. We need to have legislators who understand the technical situation that we are going into, not just AI, but social media, digital technology, and they are woefully out of touch.
They embarrass themselves.
Yes.
They do.
Yes.
They embarrass themselves. All right, so I'm looking at some of the feedback we've gotten in our social media about stories that have been followed by listeners. And it's interesting, number seven this week, the solar eclipse, certainly got most of the play here, the eclipse. One fellow said, since it's been crammed down our throats all week. And I mentioned that before I saw this, the kind of silly stuff, the earthquake was one of the things that I talked about, and the eclipse, it was fabulous for 4.5 minutes. But to have radio stations, I mean, it was a good gimmick, and it was kind of fun, but to have everybody so distracted by this, maybe we need the distraction. I don't know. Am I being too critical, Michael?
You're being aptly critical. The crime is not that terrible. The crime of making something that is, you know, of marginal importance suddenly, you know, a total eclipse of the conversation. It plots out.
Right.
It plots out the important stuff that we talk about. But it's also, if it leads to a better intelligence and a better understanding of astronomy, then it's okay. In other words, I don't think it's a terrible problem. I think it's, to me, you know, I'm very interested in astronomy, have been since I'm a kid. I'm an amateur physicist. And, I find that a lot of importance is placed on this to people who don't really understand what it is. That really is not warranted. It's no more amazing than heading down to the beach, you know, in the morning and watching the sun come up over the horizon. That's just as amazing. It just happens every day. So we don't say, oh my gosh, look at that. The sun is coming up. Well, the eclipse is basically the same type of a thing. Or look, it's spring and those trees that were barren suddenly have leaves and buds. What a miracle. Amazing. Well, it is in a way, but it happens every year. The eclipse doesn't happen that often. But then you hear people go, this is a cosmic event that's bringing humanity together. Let's get married during the eclipse, or let's do, you know, all this stuff. And they attribute.
Or if you're the bachelor, the senior bachelor, let's get divorced during the eclipse.
Yeah, you know, the amount of cosmic importance that people have placed on this is so out of line with what it really is. It's just the moon happened to be passing in front of the sun at that time. It's called a transit, and it blocks out the sun for a few minutes. There is one thing, though. I'm going to throw this in since I'm on a, you call it a toot. I'm on a science toot. There's one thing about the Earth and its moon that is so coincidental that it makes you raise an eyebrow and go, The moon is much smaller than the sun, but the moon is much closer to the Earth. And because of an amazing mathematical coincidence, the moon is exactly the same size to the eye standing on Earth as the sun. The odds of that happening, no other planet in the solar system has that with its moons, and I think you might not find it anywhere out there among the exoplanets, where they're the same size. And so when the moon goes in front of the sun for a total eclipse, it creates this amazing moment where the corona blows out on all around this dark circle, looks like a black hole. It's a remarkable thing, and a lot of people think that because of the importance the moon plays in the evolution of life on Earth, that this is evidence of a design and there being a God. That's a very interesting angle, but objectively, it's just a coincidence. You follow what I just said?
I don't think it was a coincidence. I don't think any of this. I think there's nothing around us. You and I have often over the years had these discussions because we both are kind of on the same wavelength and we find it very interesting, the explorations of NASA and the telescopes and what we're finding that blows holes in some of the old theories. Science continues to disprove itself. And this is just another example. When we look at this thing called Earth and that thing called the moon, which was 3.5 billion years ago, the moon didn't exist. A huge asteroid slammed into the Earth and cut a big chunk of it out. Thus, the pear shape of the Earth over the years has sort of reshaped itself, and so is the moon. But the moon is part of the Earth. or was, billions of years ago. And so you wonder what are the things that people, when we talk about this stuff all the time, what holds it up there? What holds us, what holds this planet in sync with the other planets that are in our solar system? And then what keeps the solar system from crashing into other solar systems that are in our galaxy, and what keeps our galaxy from crashing into planets in other galaxies? I mean, you can go on forever with this, and it blows your mind because we don't understand it. I don't think humans are capable of understanding it.
Well, we know the answer to the question. We don't know what makes the answer happen, though. The answer to the question, as far as we know, is gravity.
Yeah.
But then you start talking to physicists about gravity, and, of course, it takes you back to Albert Einstein and the theory of relativity, theory of gravity.
Yeah.
We don't know for sure what gravity is.
Mm-hmm.
Gravity is a pretty remarkable concept.
It really is. But magnetism is basically gravity, in a manner of speaking. It's the same principle.
No, it isn't. No, it isn't. Magnetism
metals.
And gravity are two different. Magnetism comes from the electromagnetic force of the universe. There are four forces. There's gravity, there's the electromagnetic wave, and then there's the small force and the large force, which are down in the atom. I'm not going to go any deeper into that because you'll throw me off the air. But the fact of the matter is that gravity is not magnetism. Gravity is the bending of space. And the idea that space can be bent is a remarkable concept that Albert Einstein, he figured that out in his head. He didn't have any tools or any evidence other than his genius. And that theory basically is one of the major pillars of science for about 100 years now. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And Uri Geller has been the only person that could bend spoons. What does he use? Electromagnetic, whatever. And
Do you know the secret of how he does it? You say he's your friend. Did you ever ask him?
He's my very good friend.
So how do you do that, Uri? He won't tell you.
Well, it's energy. He says it's energy. He's always talking about Albert Einstein, his theory of the same stuff you were just talking about, relativity and where the atoms are and all that other stuff. So anyway, we could continue, but we must pause now for important messages that not necessarily are more important than what we've been talking about, but they pay the bills. 48 past the hour on the countdown. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it.
If you go on our website, toploss.com, you can see we've got tons of resources on there. We've got lots of information about how the product works, how it's good for the side benefits, like the better sleep, the less joint pain, the more energy. All the science is on there. It explains it exactly how it works for that, how it's safe. It's drug-free, stimulant-free, and safe, even if you're on medications. I'm talking about your heart patients, your diabetics. You can check that out. I've personally had results with this product. I lost 40 pounds with it years ago. Now I just use it for maintenance. It's not something you have to be on forever. A lot of people ask us that. Do you have to be on it forever to keep the results? And that is no. There's not going to be rebound weight gain as soon as you get off of this product.
All right, go to toploss.com, use the Doug Steffen code, just Doug, actually, D-R-U-G. Make sure you get the best deal and free shipping. Check it all out at toploss.com. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few.
After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 53 after the hour on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Stephen J.J. Wiseman. I'm happy to introduce him every week when he's here on the program. I have lots of respect for him as a college professor, as a lawyer, legal expert, that sort of thing, and also the founder of Scamicide.com, which is now certainly more than ever something's necessary for us all to be kind of involved in and know more about it because of the importance of all the scams, man. And there are, we can look at the list. There are scams, I guess, Steve, there are scams of many different colors. For example, some of the people running for president might be considered scammers. Or people running for office like Menendez in New Jersey. This guy's the biggest scammer in town. And, you know, he says, well, I'm sick now. That's a scam in and of itself, right? He's now got, he's got some kind of electioneering disease.
I teach white collar crime, and Menendez was in my course well before these latest actions. He's been dirty for a long time and managed to get away with it. You know, it's interesting with the what we call the chutzpah, the gall of some of these people. I also teach sports law, and we were talking about Lance Armstrong. And Lance Armstrong, there was an expose done against him indicating that he was taking performance-enhancing drugs by a London newspaper. And he had the gall to sue them for defamation and won. So when he finally did his admission, boy, they were all over him getting their money back and then some. So there are some scammers out there, some you might even call psychopaths.
I think he won because he claimed he lost his left testicle because of all that stuff. Wasn't that part of the...
Could be. He did have...
That was the defense. Yeah, right. All right, speaking of defense, we seem to have Mr. Trump in our sights most week when it comes to legal stuff. So the question this week as we look at the trial of the week is whether he goes to prison if he's found guilty in the hush money case. So we're off of you cheated on your taxes. We're off of that one for the moment. And now we've got these other felony charges with the hush money. Is this going anywhere?
Yeah, this is a huge case, and this one does have a potential prison penalty in there. And it starts on Monday. And it, when we say it starts on Monday, Monday will be the day when they start questioning the 500 people who have been called to make up this jury. The judge already has put out a 42-question questionnaire. And what they're looking for is to try and find an impartial jury. But as we say in Boston, good luck to you and the Red Sox.
Right,
it's going to
exactly.
be a battle.
Right.
So lawyers.
Some of the questions about what do you listen to. Some of the questions have to do with do you listen to talk radio and who are your favorite hosts and that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. They're looking for people that may have a political bias. But when it comes to the actual, let's assume just for the moment that he does get convicted. There is a potential prison sentence, but it's not a violent crime, and he's technically a first-time offender. So he has that going for him. On the other hand, the actions that he's done and the criticisms he's done against the judge in this case, Judge Engoron, and others, he does face the potential of a prison sentence. So it'll be fascinating to see whether indeed he's convicted, what the penalty will be, and if it is prison, what the response in the country and the polls will be. This is the first of the cases, and this one's going to be very, very significant.
Number six on the story list this week is the student debt program or plan. There are a couple of groups that are planning a class action lawsuit if this actually does happen, with the basic premise or the question, okay, you want to pay their debt off, what about mine? I got a mortgage. I went to tech school. I have a car payment. What is there about this that's special? And I think they're on pretty sandy ground here, aren't they?
They are. It's just like saying in a tax law, what items are you going to tax? And you're not taxing this, or you're not taxing that. There will be questions about whether the president has the authority to do this. But there are plenty of laws out there that are basically welfare for the very, very wealthy. So right. I think in this case, it probably will stand up.
Yeah. All right. Well, then I say boo to you. No, listen, you may be right about that. You're right most of the time. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here with us, going through some of the stories anecdotally from the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.